Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Rappahannock YMCA is our focus this morning. There is a real big event coming up next week, and we're going to get into that as we go along this morning, but just talk about all the good stuff at the Y. Devlin Riley is here this morning. Devlin, it's good to have you back. Good morning.
Good to see you, Chad. I love coming in.
You are, as usual, perky and energetic and all ready to go on a Monday morning. How's life at the Y these days?
It's great. We have a lot of things that are being constructed. It's the kickoff in the summer. Water park is about to open. I mean, things are moving and grooving at the Y.
Moving and grooving.
Yes.
Over on Butler Road,
yes,
in Stafford, last summer is when you did the groundbreaking for,
yes,
those tennis courts.
Yes.
And they are moving right along.
Yes. If you were to pass by or take a loop around where the water park is, you'll see, the ground has been leveled out. The construction workers are there almost every day, and the lights are up. I mean, we're looking in a couple months. I mean, these courts are going to be ready to go. It's going to be amazing.
They are going to be, they're really going to be another jewel for the Y. I didn't realize, I had never been in and seen the inside courts there.
Whoa.
And they are,
yeah,
really something when,
oh,
I saw,
beautiful,
them last summer.
Yes.
And these are going to be, these courts a little bit different than just normal tennis courts too.
The whole complex is going to be 5 outdoor lighted courts and a pickleball court. And I mean, the material for the courts itself, we're going, everything's going to be just well laid out and well done. And the programs that we plan on having there are just bring so much joy to my heart. I mean, we're going to have a lot of special needs camps and programs, and for the children who come from some of the lower income neighborhoods, we have programs that are going to go pick them up, bring them to the tennis courts, have them learn the game of tennis, feed them healthy snacks.
Yeah.
I mean, this summer is going to be just on fire.
Well, pickleball has caught,
yeah,
on everywhere,
yes,
and now it has hit the Y.
It is. It's at the Y. I mean, we have people there throughout the day in the gymnasium. So when these courts are done with construction, I mean, we're gonna have like tournaments, and along with the tennis, having 5 outdoor lighted courts is so crucial because we can have some really big tennis competitions, mm-hmm, and tournaments there.
Yeah. Well, and especially in the summer with it so hot and everything.
Yeah.
To be able to do things like that at night, just they'll always be busy.
Well, because they're going to be lighted. So
yeah,
it's going to bring so much joy to this community and just for families and individuals and, people in need. And it's just like just another thing to bring everybody together.
Well, and Devlin, when you think about all the various Ys around
yes,
the area, but especially the one there on Butler Road now,
yes,
where you've got the water park there, you're going to have the tennis courts,
yes,
there, you've got the trail there,
yes,
you've got that garden that over
the
in the
Giving
corner,
Garden, absolutely. It's like its own little community.
It
really is amazing. And it's bringing families together. It's bringing people who wouldn't be able to experience these things without the Y together. And I just couldn't be happier. That's why, Mondays, it's just another happy day to be working for our mission and doing, fulfilling these dreams of our CEO and our directors and even just our staff. Like, we're really making things happen.
Well, and you're on commercials all over the place on our stations,
yes,
here of talking about the Y is more than just a gym.
It is.
And we're going to get into a lot of that as we go along this morning, but
yes,
we really see that with,
yes,
with things like the tennis courts, mm-hmm, that are going to offer things to some of the special needs,
absolutely,
community, or the Giving Garden that, mm-hmm, that offers what it does. And it's just you see all kinds of illustrations of being more than just a gym.
almost everything that we do, you see it come full circle. Like just from the beginning of the Giving Garden, when Anisha did that, watching our preschools, which my daughter is now in the preschool, learning how to plant and tend, you know, Mother Nature and Earth, and just watching life grow, and our special needs department gets to come out there, and it's healing, and just watching it full circle, and then we take the produce and bring it into the Y, and we give it away for free. We first give it to some of the programs that we have that we know the families are from the low income spectrum, and it's given back to them for free. Like, it's all full circle, everything that we do.
Well, and whether it's big programs, just even little things like providing Halloween costumes for kids. I mean, and when you've had families, just some tragic stories, but you've really been able to take care of some of the families who've been Y members and in the community who've had just tragedies hit their families.
Oh my gosh, Michelle Mott, you know, with her son Ryan, which is what you're referring to keep his memory and his spirit still living at the Y, or just living here, although he's not with us anymore. It was his favorite, Halloween was his favorite holiday. And so, we get donations, and families that could not afford costumes, you see their kids come through it's almost like Christmas. I mean, and there's really no comparison. They're coming through and they get to choose costumes, and we do the best we can. It's even getting better. I mean, we got a big donation from Walmart right after the drive last year. So now we have boxes of these brand new costumes, and these kids don't care really what it is. They're just happy to have something. And it's like, wow, it's amazing. So our members and our staff and everybody gives back, and it's just like, it's so touching.
And as we go along this morning, we'll tell you about how you can get involved in a lot of this.
Yes.
And especially, we're going to take a break and then come back and talk about Why Give Day, because that's coming up next week. And that is really a big... It was last year the first year that you'd done Why Give Day on its own?
Last year was our first year of doing it on our own.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
It was just a spectacular day, and we're going to talk about that and how you can get involved. Devlin Riley here, family-ymca.org, the website for the Rappahannock YMCA. Also, you can check out what they have on Facebook too. But the website is family-ymca.org. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Devlin Riley in this morning. We're talking Rappahannock YMCA. Why Give Day is coming up on the 22nd, which is, what, next Tuesday, right?
Yes.
It is going to be here before we know it. And I remember a year ago, Devlin, you came in and we talked about Why Give Day before, and there was a lot of fear about what, because you don't know
you don't know these kind
of things. But it really was the community just stepped up big time and really showed, had to make you all feel really good about what people think of the Y.
Man, our staff, we rallied hard, but like our community rallied harder. I mean, they floored us with the donations, and we prepared for it for like months, and we all had, you know, our donors, and we knew, you know, we could count on a certain amount, but what came through that we had no idea, the unknown, was just amazing. I mean, like I said, it floored us.
I can't do you remember the amount?
Oh my God,
because I'm just asking you off
over 100,000.
I remember whatever you had said, and I think you had said to me something off air about it. And it was a much lower, you know, what the goal was, but the community just came through like something big.
Oh, the community definitely came through. I mean, between the prize money that we had raised and the money that we raised that day, it was over 100,000.
So it was a lot of money.
It was more than what we had done the previous year with
the community give.
And it was just like, wow, because we didn't think we were going to top that year. I mean, that last year going out, I know a lot of nonprofits really pushed, and we all increased our individual donor numbers and the money raised. So to have surpassed that, and it was, and so we're all geared up. We're fired up. I mean, we're ready to go this year.
So talk about what Why Give Day is all about. What, you know, how people can get involved and what we need to know.
So Give Day is on May 22nd, which is next Tuesday. And it starts at 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. And it's online giving, but you can actually start giving now. And it count towards the prizes and the fun. We're having a competition between all four branches in our SAC departments, which are in Stafford and Spotsylvania. Those are our off-site, you know, in the school departments. Mm-hmm. The fun thing about this year is our theme is a game of winning or fundraising. So they kind of took the Game of Thrones just a little bit, because I know it can get a little gruesome, but everybody has a throne.
Yeah.
And they're displayed in the Y, and they're doing fun things with it. Like the King George Y just threw out a video of their aquatics director on their throne on a board in the pool, rocking to "We Will Rock You."
Yeah.
And then Massa just did one, and I don't watch Game of Thrones, but the girl who's the dragon queen with the really blonde hair, one of our front desk attendants, Mimi Gehring, she dressed all in white with her hair, and it was just funny. And so everybody's playing. Like last year was the mask, the wrestling mask. So this year is this. And so you should just come by, check it out, watch us on social media, because they're messing with each other, you know, picking. And but there's times to give. We have power hours still. We have some wonderful prize donors. So, I mean, you just go to the link and donate $25 or more, and this money raised is going towards these wonderful programs like Bright Beginnings that will happen in just a couple months from now. You know, the back-to-school shopping for those children where they get clothes and shoes that fit them and that's new from Walmart, and mm-hmm. a backpack full of school supplies. And they get to eat dinner that night with their shopping buddy. I mean, so this money being raised is going to fund these programs. And so every dollar counts.
You mentioned the website. You just go to family-ymca.org, and then there's a link there.
We'll have a link there, but we actually have a direct website. It's donate.family-ymca.org. And then a / Y give. Just the letter Y and then give.
Okay. So donate.family-ymca.org.
Yes.
/ Y give. We'll get you there.
Yes.
And but again, if you just go to family-ymca.org, you're going to
have a link. Check us out on social media. All of the branches will have a link. We will be sharing YMCA stories. We have a very touching story of a man named John that's in our post-stroke program. You know, it just kind of just shows you. I think sometimes it's hard to get the big picture on what we do. And hearing these stories and how we do touch these individual lives, I think is so crucial to understanding what the Y is about. So please just follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and you'll be able to kind of really see what we do and our mission.
When you go to the Why Give Day Facebook page, mm-hmm. or website rather, you will see the goal is your $75,000.
Yeah.
And you know, you talk about that program. You know, we talked about the you talked about Bright Beginnings, or mm-hmm. we talked about the Halloween costumes. You mentioned the strokes.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Carroll from here has dealt with that firsthand, and just as he and I have talked about it, has just raved about the facilities that you have to take care of stroke victims and
yeah.
things like that. We just we take for granted that
yeah.
it's that and when all of a sudden you have to deal with something like that, and to have the Y there for that kind
yeah.
of for that kind of situation. I mean, you're glad that the people give, and that you know that that's where Why Give Day comes in.
Yeah, unfortunately, there are a lot of people in our community that suffer from unfortunate events in their life that would be overlooked without
mm-hmm.
the Y. If we weren't here, John is his name. I don't know where he'd be right now. Yes, his healthcare provider would give him the needed treatment. to get back to like a life, but what type of life? He's gaining strength, he's gaining mobility, he's gaining his independence back. Without the why, who would be there for him?
Yeah.
You know? And so that's why Give Day is just so important, because the money that will be raised today or on that day will go to fund these programs. I mean, Wells Fargo's prize, if we all have our own goal, each branch, if we meet it, they get their prize. And that prize is split up. It's $5,000. But all of that money is going to Bright Beginnings. Every dime.
Yeah.
So that's $5,000 for the kids. It's $125 for each child, because they get 100 in school, you know, clothing, and then 25 in school supplies. How many the kids that will be touched by this is just, I mean, we're increasing our numbers every year. And we want to continue until every child's ready for school.
And so for the person that says, why would I give for Why Give Day? That's why. It's for those programs.
We also have our Learn to Swim. We're in King George and Caroline right now. We're going to expand it. But every second grader learns how to swim in that community for free. And that's such a vital skill to have and to learn. So the money's going to that. And then our summer learning loss. Kids that are behind in school, they are spending the summer having fun going on field trips, but learning, and a good percentage of them are ahead by the time they're done with this program.
Yeah.
I mean, and that we're preparing them for school so they have a better chance at life.
Well, and you like the swimming is good, just to know,
yes,
in case you get, you know, especially we're around water and
absolutely,
all of a sudden you slip in and at least you know the basics of what to do.
And these kids may learn this lesson and grow up, and they could save somebody in turn. Like, knowing how to swim, they could be presented with an opportunity to then save a life. I mean, it's that butterfly effect. Something so little can, I mean, I know that's like a change, but like the way that decisions and things that you do in life are impact, and it just continues on.
Sure.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. No, and just know how to swim. Who knows? Maybe in a few years from now, you'll learn how to swim at the Y,
yeah,
and then you're on a summer swim team, and then you become Jeff Rouse.
I mean, yes, you never know. I mean, so, Jeff swam at the Y.
So right. So there are a lot of good things, and you know, as we talk today, I mean, you know, several times this morning, we'll all together now say that, you know, the why, it's more than just a gym.
I know. It's crazy.
And so it's not, is the money that you're providing for Why Give Day.
Yeah.
We're
not putting it in our pockets.
Gym.
Right.
It's
into the community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you kind of oversee that it's got a name, the fund that you have, or the programs that you do to reach out to some of the families when they get to be in crisis.
Yeah, it's our ATT program.
Yeah.
Accident Transition Team. Yeah, I mean, there's just so many tragedies. I mean, house fires and children suffering from diseases. So we've really kind of revamped, and you know, what we do is we try to provide our resources to these individuals. So, you know, memberships, getting them in our programs, giving them support. I had someone that I knew growing up, and she now works in the community and has children, and she's suffering from breast cancer, a single mom.
Yeah.
And so we are helping her with the before and after school care, because like that's what we do. We rally as a family, and we're going to be there for her as much as we can.
Why Give Day is next Tuesday, the 22nd. There's a couple of fundraisers this week.
Yes.
That are going on.
So excited. So we have Wednesday. Please, please join us at Strange Ways Brewing. I mean, Strange Ways is such a unique brewery. And that is on May 16th. So this Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. During that time, 10% of the sales will go to benefit the Give Day. Mm-hmm. And they have so much unique there, whether it's like just socializing, being outside on their patio, or are they going to have entertainment, and then the types of, I mean, beers that they offer. I've been working with Stan there. They're just so easy to work with. They give back to the community when they can, and they're just really easygoing. So I come and check out the brewery. If you don't come on Wednesday, but if you don't, you should shoot out there sometime. Then we have Painting with a Twist. One of our members at the Y actually runs this company, and she was just nice enough and given enough to do a fundraiser. It's this Saturday, May 19th from 2 to 5 p.m. They are painting this really cool like mason jar with like, what it looks like white hydrangeas. I mean, it's so rustic. So it could be something you hang up in your home. But that's at so 2 to 5, and it's $40 per seat. It is limited seating. We only have 42 seats to sell, and we're pretty close to hitting that. So all you have to do is register online. It's www.paintingwithatwist.com. Half of the money from the $40 per seat will go to Give Day, which is, I mean, knock floored me. It was amazing. So we're trying to get as many seats sold as we can. And it's a really pretty picture, see? But women are going to love that. I'm going to paint that.
Yeah, yeah. So Painting with a Twist, and that's on Wednesday.
That's Saturday.
Oh, that's Saturday. That's May 19th. You're right. That is Saturday. And the one at the brewery is
Wednesday.
That's on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And those are two different, those are leading up to Y Give Day. Again,
yes,
family-ymca.org. There'll be a link there to click on that will take you to the website for Y Give Day. $75,000. The goal, 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. next Tuesday. You won't, I'm sure, be getting much sleep on Monday night.
Oh,
and
no.
Then Tuesday you'll be going all day.
Absolutely.
And some pretty cool stuff. We're going to continue to talk about that this morning. Devlin Riley is here. We're also going to talk about some Y stuff, because as spring is here and summer approaches, lots going on at the Y. We'll do that when we come back. Again, family-ymca.org will give you all the details on Y Give Day next Tuesday. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFEA. It is 8:30.
Okay, listen, we gotta talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFEA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Devlin Riley here this morning with the Rappahannock YMCA. We are talking about Y Give Day. It is next Tuesday from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. $75,000 is the goal. And as you kind of explained, Devlin, each of the Ys has... There's competition among the Ys, and we should talk a little bit about how the YMCA is. It's an interesting setup of how you do it, because you've got the Butler Road branch, you've got one in Caroline, you've got the one the Rosner branch in Spotsylvania, and then you're in Caroline, and each of them, in a lot of ways, are their own.
Oh yeah,
their own community.
Yes,
you can go to any of them, but a lot of times, if you live in Spotsylvania, or if you live, you're going to go to the Rosner branch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe you work in Stafford, you'll go to the Stafford branch, or if you live in Stafford, you'll go to Butler Road. But each of them are their own little community in the whole Y world.
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, each community is different, so the Y tries to provide what that community needs, and therefore it is molded into its own little person, just like your children.
Yeah,
you know?
No, and it's
they're all different.
Yeah, you get to know the people there,
uh-huh.
And once you start going, there becomes the familiarity, and
absolutely.
Each of the branches has some of their own unique things that are part of it.
No, absolutely. You hit that right on the head. I mean, it's true.
The over on the Butler Road branch in Stafford, you mentioned, I think we were talking off the air, but with summer coming, is it Memorial Day weekend that the water park opens?
No, it's,
or it's after that.
It's after our luau.
Okay.
So I believe that Saturday. So the luau this year's changed. It's on Friday, June 15th.
Oh, okay. So it's going to open up after that.
6 to 10 p.m. So I believe it's that Saturday that we start, when school kind of gets out.
Yeah, okay.
We start the opening process of the water park.
For people who haven't been to the water park, describe what it is.
Well, do you know personally about the slides, Ted?
No, I was hoping that you weren't going to remember
that's
that.
That's a running joke that, for
that
us.
Joke of, yeah, I have never gone down the slide. I have seen the slide.
Every year is a goal. Have Ted go down the slide.
Has your dad gone down the slide?
He did when it first opened up.
Has he done it more than once?
No.
Okay. See, that's because Barney is my, that's who I'm modeling my Y life after.
Well, he's turning 60 on Friday.
Okay. Oh, okay.
The 18th, this Friday. So I don't think I'll be able to convince him to go back down. To get you to go down,
I don't think I need to go down. If he's done it, he can speak for all of us middle aged men.
You're right, and I'm sorry, I stand corrected. The water park does open on weekends only for after Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
So you're right on that, but it's only weekends,
just
and then
weekends.
After the luau is when the full time opens.
It's open every day.
So I just wanted to, I had to just make sure I looked that up. So you were right, Ted. You know more about the water park than I do, which I feel like you're scouting it because you're tempted to go down the slide.
I'd rather not go down the slide ever.
Yeah, the water park is like such a cool vacation for families and individuals. I mean, but it's like you stay in town. You don't have to hit traffic. You come, no matter the age of your children, we have something. Again, there's something for everybody. And we're working on potentially getting an area for a sensory area that a wheelchair could pull up to. You know, that is a project that is just in the talking phase because there's a lot that would go into it. So it might not be something that's executed this year, but it's something we're working towards because every child should have the ability or the resources at the Y to have fun. And so right now we do have like the splash zone where there's like buckets and they dump on you and everything's spraying. And then it's a beach walk-in and it's really like shallow and we have froggy slides, which you're too big for that, but
I could do that though. I would do the frog, sign me up for the froggy slide.
And that, so you slide down on a tongue, which is pretty awesome. My kids love that. They try to get fancy and go backwards, which
I would love it too.
I know there's a shaded area. So if you have like babies, you can go in this nice, it looks like a hot tub. It's like away from everything, protected. It has a bench where kids can walk around on. I mean, that's awesome. Then another twisty slide for like the, all, you know, 6 to 8 year old age. Then you have a big area that you just swim, play volleyball.
Yeah.
And then you have the two big slides.
You can either buy a 1 day pass buy a pass for the water park, or you can buy for the season. But the water park is something separate. From your Y membership.
Yes, sir. Yes, they have day passes. There are member versus non-member rates, so $10 and $15. And then we have the season passes, and just seeing if I could find that, because I know that's like $575. I know we have like early bird rates, but that is, you know, access for the entire season for families. So if you plan on going, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, well, it's one of them. It's really a unique water experience here
in
this area. Like you say, you have to go quite a ways to get to something like that. So the water park again opens on the weekends, Memorial Day weekend, and then after school gets out middle of June.
Yes.
It'll be open every day. But
And we don't have like a normal concession stand. We have Kiki's Lunchbox that I call them gourmet wraps, but I mean, maybe I'm biased. But she does these delicious wraps. And pizza, but not just like, you know, frozen. I mean, the stuff that she makes is, the food that she makes is amazing. She's amazing. So it's just a fun experience. You don't have to like go anywhere. You can just be there all day and eat good food.
It's over at the Butler Road branch. Anything else this summer that we should look forward to with
Y? I mean, we have our luau, Ted, which I hope you'll be joining us, and it's adult party. You have children, no problem, because there's an indoor party on the inside. And this year, when you buy your tickets, the indoor party for the children is free. So I believe they're going to watch something neat like Moana, because it's going back to the luau.
Yeah.
And I would say please come check it out, because this year we are changing a few things. We're trying to go with very authentic details, and I don't want to get too much into it, but with our entertainment and with our beverages and just everything together, we're going to have music, dancing, games. You know, you get tickets, you get VIP tickets where there's a bar in just the VIP area. I mean, and all of this money, again, is raised to do these programs coming up for the school. So everything goes full circle. And then you have fun.
The Bright Beginnings program that you mentioned is something that's like you say, you bring children to the Y.
Yes.
And each branch does this, so you're dealing with each locality.
Yes.
And they shop for school. They get a meal, and they're good to go for school. So many parents and families have trouble being able to afford the things you need to start the school year with. And that's where Bright Beginnings comes in.
And it's to fully understand the program. We can sit here and talk about what we do, but to really grasp the impact, I would say come volunteer. Mm. And when I say volunteer, it's just that one evening. It does start sometime in August. We'll have a date. Because we have so many kids at some of the branches, we sometimes get to shop two nights. But with each community, we're at the Walmart, so each branch will have their own date. And shopping with a child will really change your perspective on the why and on the specific program. It changes you to see how special they feel and how a lot of them they've never had the opportunity to have, you know, to be able to pick out the clothing and have, you know, new clothing and shoes that fit. Yeah. And they get to sit down and they get to eat, you know, no stress. It's just for the focus is on them. And it's just, it changes you.
Well, and you grew up around the Y with your dad just a little bit involved the Y over the years. But you've seen, I mean, the community, people have been around the community have seen how the Y has just grown and just taken off and taken on a lot of these things.
Yeah.
In all the communities you're at.
Yeah, I'm the product of the Y. I'm a Y baby, is what we call each other. And it's weird how growing up in life, you look at things differently, and now being an adult and understanding the impact more, I'm just so thankful that that was the life I lived. And I got to see the kindness that my father spread. And I wish I could have appreciated it more and better as a child. But now that I have the opportunity as an adult to continue to be like a foot soldier, I'm so grateful. And yeah, I mean, it's just his dreams, and he's so quirky, and we all call him crazy when he was drawing up the water park, but to see it here and to see how happy it makes people in our community, I just am so stoked.
Yeah. No, you look at a lot of a lot of the programs that the Y is now doing, and especially the ones, because we talked about how each branch kind of has their own personality.
Yeah.
King George Branch, you know, I have seen just take off and really become part of that community.
You know, she's now our COO, Elizabeth Taylor. I've known her since I was I had my first job at the Y in summer camp. And to watch her go through her career and to see her vision, and now I get to work directly with her, is just inspiring. I mean, a lot of these programs, Bright Beginnings, Summer Learning Loss, the Learn to Swim, she started them. Mm-hmm. Like there are programs within the Y USA, but not every, some Ys don't have anything like this, you know? It's all what you choose to do.
Yeah.
And she chooses to do it, and she goes out and she raises money, she gets people involved, and she's such a strong, and not to, woman though, with such a big heart that I am so lucky to work with, and hopefully I follow in her footsteps.
Well, and you talk about the raising money part of it. It's the gifts that'll come in next Tuesday for Y Give Day.
Yes,
that you can go and do a lot of these programs.
I mean, being a nonprofit, a lot of people forget we're a nonprofit, and we put the money back into the community. And you can see that with everything that we do. We literally put the money back into the community for things that we need and that children need and people with disabilities need and the elderly. I mean, just all everything about the why just screams like, you know, family, community, and we're here.
Yeah. No, I've seen the family, some of the families that have been touched, yeah. They've dealt with the tragedies,
yep.
and how you have reached out and helped them and just how grateful they are to what, you know, that you haven't forgotten.
Oh, we try to stay in touch as much as we can and do what we can as human beings, you know? But everybody that we do work with, I mean, they're so grateful, and that's what makes it worth it. I mean, it does.
When we come back, we're going to wrap this up and talk again about what Why Give Day is all about. It's 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. next Tuesday.
Yes,
it's Why Give Day, family-ymca.org. We'll give you information on the why. It will give you information on Why Give Day. And we should also mention, Devlin, that if you're a person who wants, would like to have a membership for your family,
yes.
at the Why, if you don't have the means, sit down with someone at the Y because, you know, yep. you'll be able to work something out.
Yep. We don't turn anyone away for inability to pay. So that's what our financial assistance program's for.
Family-ymca.org. We'll wrap it up with Devlin Riley when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Devlin Riley here this morning, Rappahannock YMCA. Our focus, Why Give Day, is next Tuesday, May 22nd, 5 a.m. to 10 p.m., family-ymca.org. And $75,000 is the goal, but of course,
we want to blow that out of the water, though.
That's what you yes. said last year, and that's you have it set up. You can do teams. You can make
yes.
Even a $25 donation, any size yes. donation is going to help.
Yes, we say 25 or more because it's a feasible amount to most of us. But literally anything, you know, if you can do more, please, please find it, you know, in your hearts to do more. If you can't do it, you can. But the 25 or more was kind of set with like the Community Foundation in the previous years that
yeah.
count towards these prizes. And so we have a structure of, you know, certain power hours. And so 25 or more counts towards those prizes.
I know last year I followed along during the day just
yeah.
out of interest as being a Y member and
yeah.
and following along and seeing things online. I guess you can do that too.
Oh, yeah.
You'll have it.
We'll have a leaderboard.
Yeah.
I mean, people are so competitive at the Y is the nicest way to put it. And we're going to have a rally where we're all on this, we have this new meeting to go thing where we can FaceTime each other and have meetings when we can't be there. We're all going to get on that and have like a pep rally the night before because that's going to kick it off. And from that moment, you can watch this leaderboard and see who's in the lead, who won prizes. And if you're so passionate about like your branch and like helping, like you can be that person to like share it on social media and create a team and have all of your friends. It's so easy to create a team and then send it out and share it on Facebook and have people in your spectrum donate. So, you know, it's a group effort.
This is this kind of takes the place of for several years there was the Community Foundation had the community give.
Yeah.
And that really helped a lot of nonprofits
absolutely
figure out
how to do it.
Absolutely. And everyone now has gone out and really has gone off on their own. And that I think really was their goal to give you the training.
Yeah, that was their goal. And you know, we're just fortunate to have been able to do it last year, and we're so excited to do it this year. So. Like, game on.
You got two fundraisers this week.
Two fundraisers. So please see Strange Ways Wednesday night, 5 to 9. And Strange Ways is an amazing brewery. And please come paint. Painting's so good. It's like healing. And it's therapeutic. And it's on a Saturday after a really busy work week where you can just hang out. And that's at Painting with a Twist. That's Plank Road. So that's 3500 Plank Road right in town. You know, it'll be a lot of fun. And it's a beautiful painting. So you can even hang it up in your house. I mean, I love it. Mason jar. It's very rustic looking. And that's one of our members. Like, that's what the spirit of, like, the Y is all about. Like, our members rally to be there for us and give us their resources. I mean, it's pretty cool.
$75,000 is the goal. And as you said, you can go to you can get there from going even just to family-ymc.org. You can click on
we'll
it.
Have a link.
That will get you there. And if you're going to be gone next Tuesday for some reason or want to get involved, you can make your donation anytime.
Yeah. Starting a week before Give Day, so tomorrow, if you donate from moving forward, you can donate now, but moving forward from tomorrow till May 22nd, those gifts will count towards the prizes. So really, you can give tomorrow or Wednesday or Thursday.
And if I'm a member of, say, the Spotsylvania Y, I can give and
designate it.
And designate it there.
Absolutely.
So and then that's going to help. You know, that's sort of my team.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, but more specifically,
but you can do more.
You can create a
you
team.
You can create a team,
and you'll put your picture up there or whatever picture you want. But you can tell. There's a little area where you put a little bio of what the Y means to you. So when you share it to your family and friends, it might get them to donate because they see your passion in it and they see what it means to you. And so, like, for Bill Carroll, like coming to our stroke program, and you know, I don't know. I know him and I had talked, and he felt really, like, lost. Like, I couldn't imagine stroke after. And just coming and working with Naomi was a little sense of, like, wow, there's people that have my back. So him telling his story could really. So it's nice to create that team because it shows that different perspective.
Again, things like Bright Beginnings that the Y does, and just all the different when a tragedy comes into the community, you usually see where the Y is. You know, Y is helping out in some way.
Absolutely. And last year with our financial assistance program, which includes this ATT program that I do have, we awarded over $950,000 in. Just reduced memberships, free memberships, programs, all of that. $950,000. I mean, we do what we can.
As we say, more was as you say.
Yeah.
More than just a gym.
More than just a gym, and at the Y, we're to finish that. We're more than a gym. We're family.
Yeah.
We are family, and we got your back.
Family-ymca.org is the website. 5 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Yes.
is a Y Give Day. On May the 22nd, next Tuesday. Well, Devlin Riley, thank you so much. And you're all ready for next Tuesday right now.
I'm so excited. Well, last year was on my 30th birthday, not to, like, make it about me. And this year it's the day before my birthday, so I'm going to be, like, just for it to be around my birthday, it's the best present I could ever have.
Devlin Riley, tell your dad hi, and we'll see him soon one of these days.
Yes,
thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.